You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome back. I am Adrian.
And I'm Natalie.
And we're finally back together. This is our first show of the new year, both of us here at the same time.
Yes, I'm finally back.
Welcome back. I didn't really get up to much on my break. I was in Prince George for a while, but what did you get up to in
Prince George?
The old PG. I did some sledding up there. That was a lot of fun.
Sledding.
Top I went
sledding or like downhill?
No, like downhill.
I can't imagine somebody as tall as you. Going down a toboggan.
On a piece of plastic, just like flying down the hill at Mach 20.
Is it your piece of plastic?
It was like my crazy carpet from when I was like 8 years old or something.
And do you have any footage of that you'd be willing to share?
If there was footage, I would share it, but sadly, I don't think there is.
Oh, well, I didn't do very much outdoorsy things. I was kind of just like traveling around visiting family, which is kind of different for the winter time. I usually just go places in the summer to visit family and such, but thank you, Madeline. I usually like go visit my family and stuff in the summertime, but now this year I went in the wintertime to see my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and everything out east. So spent a bunch of time in Montreal. Frigid, cold, real winter.
Yeah, now that your microphone's actually on. And
I know.
Can
I was
hear
kind
you.
Of wondering about that. I was like, Adrian, does it sound like you're talking to yourself at the minute? Thank you for turning. Like, I think Adrian kind of wants to have his own show. I think that's the.
Yeah.
I'm gone for a couple weeks, and then when I come back, he forgets to turn my microphone on.
Yeah, start taking the hint. I'm kidding.
Don't come back. Okay. Well, when I was down east, it was a good time to like catch up and everything, do some interesting things. Got a tattoo, another one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you plan on getting one while you were there?
Yeah, actually, funny story. I was at this family reunion thing, and like my aunts and uncles and stuff, like they're cool with it. They don't mind. And obviously, my cousins don't care. Mm-hmm. But my grandpa was there, and my grandpa was the one who was supposed to drive me from like the South Shore back to my Airbnb. And because, you know, French Canadians, they like to talk and party. we were running late, but I didn't have like a valid reason for like me to like, I was like, I gotta go. And they're like, why are you in a rush? I was like, I gotta get back to the island.
I just really have to like, go.
But we eventually like made it. I was late. I tipped the guy really well because I was super late. But yeah, while we were there, we like got to talking about our radio show, and so now we're going for like what, like 0 to like 9 listeners, which is everyone who was at that dinner.
Nice.
Yeah, so
spreading the influence,
especially my auntie Arlene and my uncle Vin, if you're listening right now, hello. But yeah, so
I guess we should talk about what kind of music we're gonna play today.
Yeah, a little suggestion from one of my cousins, which I've one of my favorite bands anyway, so why not. It's called La Marine Marchande, or Marine Marchande by les Cowboy Fringants. Aujourd'hui j'ai signé au revoir la grande. Je me suis engagé dans la marine marchande. Je quitte mon trou à rang pour une coupe de 100 piastres. Qu'est-ce qu'un refrain pas pour Peter voir la face? Oh mon prince charmant, t'as jamais travaillé. Puis t'es pire fenêtre que la terre a engendré. Si c'est vrai que tu t'en vas, je m'installe sur le rivage. T'es saoul, pis comme t'es toujours saoul, ben t'es tout le temps méchant, c'est comme des portes tournantes. Alors oui, j'ai signé pour plus t'avoir la grande. Je me suis engagé dans la marine marchande. Oh, à boire, car j'ai la gorge en feu. À boire pour les coupes malheureux. À boire, un dernier coup la grande. Je me suis engagé. Engagé dans la marine marchande.
Thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Thursday, February 28th your calendar, and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. There's a feature seminar on scholarships that starts at 1 p.m. and the expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check it out online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Welcome back. You just heard In the Garden, or rather Just the Garden by July Talk. And before that we heard, oh man, another French song. Marine Marchand.
Yeah, pretty good.
By Le Cowboy Frignon.
Okay, it's pretty decent. Pretty decent. Yeah.
Not bad.
What's with us and like adding random words to song titles when they're not even there?
I don't know. I take it.
What's
I
with
can
us
barely
and not
read.
Turning on the microphone?
Yeah. Ugh. Man, just get all our bad luck out at once, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So, little funny story about the next song that I chose, because I think, was it you who, when you listen to it, you're like, what even is this song?
Yeah.
But
that was me.
Probably more than a few people, but I was talking to my friend. I was like, okay, like, what's like a quintessential French song? Like, she's like totally Anglo. I was like, what's a quintessential French song to you that I should put on the set for Monday? And she's like, oh, I forget what it's called, but like there's this song from French immersion, like high school, like we played it in class, and like I can't remember what it was about, but it's about a car or something. And I was trying to rack my brain, like trying to remember like what song from Quebec is like about a car, and then I found it. I found this legendary twangy French country song about a guy in his car.
Is it educational?
No, not at all.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
It's called Si J'avais un char by Stephen Faulkner. Si j'avais un char. Ça changerait ma vie. J'irais me promener sur le bord de la Gaspésie. Si j'avais un char, ça changerait ma vie. J'aurais le nez de roi. Et toi aussi, ma jolie.
Wow, that was something.
Was it something? I'm really glad that it was something for you, even though you don't understand anything. I shouldn't have said it like a man in his car. It's a man in his hypothetical car.
Is that all the song is about? It's just a guy in his car driving around?
Well, like the car he wished he had. It's like pretty much roughly translates to like if I had a whip.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
I'd go on a road trip with my girl.
I go
see her in Gaspé.
Without understanding any of the words, it sounded pretty hokey.
Oh,
but
you hate it. And I love that you hate it.
It was, when's the next time you're not going to be here again?
No, I don't know. I'm going to make sure that I check my food.
So no unfortunate accidents keep you from coming
in. Yeah, no, I don't think that's radio friendly. Anyway.
Yeah, the next set we've got coming up, my partner introduced this band to me, Royal Canoe, and I listened to them and I was like, these are great. And I wanted to choose a song to put on the show and I couldn't choose between two songs. So guess what? You get both of them.
I hope they're good.
They're great. Okay. I chose them. They're incredible.
Let's see.
The first song, 7776, is off of their new album, Waver. This track dropped like 2 weeks ago. So pretty fresh. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. with you. I could take you on back, we could leave it like that. If you want me to, but come on now, you really got something better to do. You do you. We could sing the verse where you grab your purse, but it wouldn't do. Your wake up call's not calling for an hour or two.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
She tells him, yes, I'm married. She asks him.
Well, hello, hello. We just heard She Belongs to Me by Cursed Eros. And then before that, we heard a couple of Royal Canoe songs, the first of which was 7776, and the second was Fussin' featuring Begonia.
Begonia, the flower.
We figured out it was a flower. It's like, I don't know. Is begonia a word? I don't know. Are you thinking of Patagonia? I don't know. Let's look it up. Begonia is a flower. You learned something new today.
And shout outs to Amanda for recommending Royal Canoe.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda, because I am pleasantly surprised. Royal Canoe, I like. Or I shall add to the playlist.
You're just pleasantly surprised that I actually chose good music?
No. Oh, no. Okay. No.
Definitely not.
Ouch. I am just pleasantly surprised that it is the kind of music that I would listen to voluntarily.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
see?
Fair. Let's keep it rolling. We got the next set is all European bands. I know we'd usually focus on Canadian music, but we got a couple songs here I really wanted to play. And they all fit together, so I figured let's throw them in there. The first band we have is Goat, G-O-A-T, and they have a song called Goat Fuzz. This band, man, they have some great music, but they're out there. They claim they're from this tiny town in northern Sweden called Korpilombolo. I don't know, that can't be pronounced correctly, but that's what it looks like. And it's been a town since like medieval times, and it used to have voodoo worshippers and witch doctors, and then they play with masks on and nobody's ever seen their faces, and man, there's a whole bunch of weirdness going on in that band.
How much do you want to bet that they're just a bunch of hipsters from Stockholm?
Oh, probably, but like the story behind it's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's true or not.
All right, well, let's roll with it.
Yeah. We'll let you guys decide how much of their story is real. Thank you.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
I'm so bloody scared.
Welcome back. That was I Head for... Yeah, there is an I in there. I Head for the Mountains by Gin Lady. I had to double check that. Before that, we heard I've Got Trouble in Mind by The Limiñanas. And the first song was Goat Fuzz by Goat, which is a weird combination of goat going on there.
Is this supposed to be like greatest of all time, or is it just supposed to be like goat?
Just goat. I think it's just goat.
Like the animal.
Like the animal.
Metal. Okay, well... Well, actually, first, I'd like to say thank you for that French representation you squeezed in there.
Not just Canadian French, but French.
That's good enough.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, good.
We're going to switch gears, which is the greatest segue of all time, because when I think of the next set, I think of quintessential dad rock road tripping music. And the greatest, most gratifying moment was when I told my boyfriend that I was going to put the Guess Who on our set list, and he's like, why would you play the Guess Who? That's what my dad listens to when he drives. And I was like, exactly. This is a big shout out to all the moms and dads of the 70s who listen to this day to the Guess Who and Tom Cochrane, and to Chris Axford, who also listens to the Guess Who and Tom Cochrane, or at least Tom Cochrane. So, Christopher and moms and dads everywhere, this one's for you.
Thank you.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know,
if you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within. But then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Okay, that was, what was the name of that song? So Long...
Bannatyne,
thank you. So Long, Bannatyne by the Guess Who.
Chris is mad that we cut off the commercial. Did we?
No, that's the end of the commercial.
That's the end of the commercial, Christopher. Leave us alone. Well, we took a little pause there between the two songs. I was originally going to play Boy Inside the Man by Tom Cochran, but we're going to switch it up. We're going to play Good Times by Tom Cochran and Red Rider because we want you to have a good time tonight.
That's the reason we're playing this song?
And because I just wanted to hear the song right now.
Okay. That's a much better reason.
All right. So here's Good Times by Tom Cochran and Red Rider.
The final banger of the night.
Don't call it a banger.
All right, that was the absolute banger by Tom Cochran right there.
You have been democratically told that it is not a banger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, first of all, I didn't choose that song. You did.
I had to put some classic rock on the end there, so yeah. I think it chose very well, accommodated the five listeners that we have.
The classic, you know, Canadian rock
taking,
set.
Taking suggestions every all right. week.
And on that note, I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
The show's getting ready to go on
so
here.
Stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies. That's up next. And with that, we hope you manage to have a good night.